Happy morning! You are listening to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Miss A is your host for this episode. Today, you will discover all about flash fiction and how does it differ from a traditional short story. So let us unlock the knowledge and don't forget to share it with your friends. Before we discuss our topic for today, let me ask you this question. What does a story need in order to be considered a story? Again, what does a story need in order to be considered a story? You might say that a story needs characters, perhaps, but a plot is an essential element of a story. Point of view. All stories have point of view. Of course, setting. Because all stories have setting also. Title. And then, words. Because all stories should be composed of words. But what if a story is composed only of 6 words like this? For sale, baby shoes, never word. Can we consider this as a story? Yes, because this one is an example of flash fiction. By the way, this is the most famous 6-word story of Ernest Hemingway. What is a flash fiction now? A flash fiction is an emerging genre featuring an extremely short story form that has been flourishing in the literary atmosphere for several years. During the primordial times, it refers to the time when writers wrote stories that were shorter than traditional stories without an awareness of developing a new genre. When it comes to length, it varies. For example, Budman and Hazuka say flash fiction should consist of 500 words or less. Emery in 2012 defines it as a story which is composed only of 300 to 1,000 words. Novak in 2016 stated that the most widely accepted length of flash fiction ranges from 250 to 750 words. But Wulandari stated that flash fiction falls under 1,000 words. It could go as low as 100 to 150 words or even 6 words, like the one that we have given to you, the 6-word story by Ernest Hemingway. Now, when it comes to the label of flash fiction, it varies also from one country to another, from one place to another. Sometimes in other countries, it is called miniature. But in other countries, they call it short stories. Others call it microfiction, sudden fiction, postcard fiction, furious, fast, quick, skinny, smoke long, because you can finish a flash fiction when consuming one cigarette. That's why they call it smoke long. Minute fiction, because you can finish reading a flash fiction within a minute. Microfiction, minute long, palm size, little short, pocket size, and smoke long. Now, what do you think are the differences between flash fiction to a traditional short story? Let's differentiate flash fiction and a short story. So, they vary in terms of length, setting, characters, plot, and ending. So, short story is significantly shorter than a novel. But flash fiction is much shorter version of a short story. Short story consists of 1,000 to 10,000 words in length. Flash fiction composed of 100 to 1,000 words in length. Short story has fleshed out plot, well-rounded characters, and a developed setting and theme. So there is a character development in short story. While in flash fiction, it has a well-thought-out plot and great characters, but they don't necessarily need to be fully developed. So flash fiction has lack of character development, and usually flash fiction, they do not even have specific names of characters, but in short story, they have specific names of characters. Short story has one or few characters and one or few setting, limited in place and time such as day or couple of weeks, and expresses a single theme or message. Flash fiction should not be more than one plot and one theme. Short story generally is more flexible. There is more space to develop ideas, plot, characters, and theme. There is at most one plot and a small subplot or a plot and a half. But flash fiction is punchy and to the point. A story of extreme brevity with a plot pared down to the core of the story. Every detail, every character, gesture, every description counts. Each word has its place. Take one word away and the meaning is lost when it comes to flash fiction. So since it is limited to number of words, every word counts. And for the ending, sometimes you can predict the ending when you are reading a short story. But in flash fiction, it has always a surprise ending. And if you're familiar with the glee in Filipino, so the glee is Filipino term for flash fiction.
It's been a minute of discussion about flash fiction. I hope you can understand flash fiction and soon write your own, because you, as a student, is not just a consumer of knowledge, but also, and more important, is that you are becoming a producer of knowledge. Again, this is Miss A, motivating you to keep on listening, keep on learning. Always tune in to One Shot Literature with Miss A, feeding your mind, your heart, and your soul. Keep in mind that happiness is the mother of all motivation. See you next pod!